looking up into the night skies, you're in for a little bit of a treat if you're somebody who likes to see a planet, because the planet Jupiter is blazing high up in Irish skies every evening this month. It's currently near its closest to the Earth, and that's not something that happens very often. Joining me to tell me a little bit more about it, of course, is a great friend to the show, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And don't forget, if you ever want to subscribe to the magazine, it's a fantastic magazine. He's editor-in-chief, of course. You're very welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you, David.
Thank you very much, Angela.
Tell us a little bit about, I suppose, if we look up, what are we looking for if we want to see Jupiter?
Yes, well, if you've been out on a clear night all January and all this month, you'll see blazing high up in the sky a very bright star, about 10 times brighter than the next brightest star that's up there. And that's actually the planet Jupiter, because it came closest to the Earth a few weeks ago. And it stays relatively close for a few months. We'll at least see it in February and a good bit in March. But it's very high up. And because it's at its closest to Earth, this is a perfect time to look at it live in telescopes. So for at least people in the Leinster area, if you've got business in Dublin, consider travelling to Dublin this Friday and popping into our National Jupiter Watch that night at 7 o'clock, where we'll be setting up huge telescopes. Most of the members of Astronomy Ireland don't have telescopes this big, even all the thousands of people around the country. So this is a unique chance for people to see the planet live. I mean, you can see photographs online and in books and magazines and even on TV documentaries. But to actually see it live is something else, with all the cloud features, the great red spot. And we've deliberately chosen this Friday because that's a night when the great red spot is on the side facing us. That Jupiter spins once every 10 hours. So you only get about 2 hours to see it. So we've picked that night especially. The forecast looks good, and it'll be a literally out-of-this-world experience and definitely something you need to do at least once in your life. I'm lucky enough to be one of the ones with a big telescope, and I've been getting incredible views the last few weeks, I can tell you.
And just, I suppose, are you happy to say to people in terms of using their phones and cameras and everything else, that's probably not something that will give a close enough picture for you for the magazine or anything like that. What can people do, though, to help for the magazine and the lovely images you like to include in Astronomy Ireland's magazine?
Well, fortunately, of the thousands of people around the country, there's about three or four who have really advanced equipment, have been doing this for decades, and they very kindly share their pictures. So people who get Astronomy Ireland magazine already would have seen the likes of Frank Butler and other people like that have been sending in pictures for years of what they've seen with their telescopes. And, if you have your own telescope, you can actually now just hold a smartphone at the eyepiece of your telescope and take reasonably good results. There are better ways of taking the ultimate results, but you'll be able to send us pictures like that where they can show the two main cloud belts, even the great red spot I've seen photographed through a telescope with just a smartphone. And anyone who comes along on Friday can hold their smartphone up at the eyepiece of the telescope and snap Jupiter that way as well, because our telescopes are certainly powerful enough to show it. So smartphone astronomy is revolutionizing the hobby. When the things you can see with the naked eye, you obviously photograph Jupiter in the sky. It's very easy amongst the stars. Any smartphone can do that nowadays. But if you want to get up close, you've got to have a telescope between your smartphone and Jupiter.
Yeah. And just finally, I suppose a quick reminder, it's Friday the 13th, 7 p.m. And in, I suppose, support of the organisation, I just want to get you to remind people, if they want to subscribe to the magazine, what do they do?
Yeah, well, more details of the Jupiter Watch and actually some computer simulations of what it will look like on the night and how to identify the moons. By the way, you can see the moons with a pair of binoculars, just as tiny stars.
Yeah.
Everything is on the website. astronomy.ie. You'll see there where to get the magazine. We've got a brilliant eclipse coming up, nearly total of the sun in August, lots more as well, and got those great pictures of Jupiter and everything else that people are snapping from around Ireland.
Mm.
So if you want to know what's going on in Irish astronomy, join Astronomy Ireland. It costs about €1 a week.
Yeah.
And I know there's a cost of living crisis on at the moment, but they say at times like that, your mental health is very important. And a hobby is one of the best ways of supporting anxieties and things you might have, because it cheers you up.
It does, of course, yeah. Occupies the mind.
In your health, not just science.
Brilliant stuff. Well, as always, a pleasure, and looking forward to hearing more about it later on. Thank you very much, David. Have a good day, and more particularly, a very good event.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye now. David Moore, and lovely to have such a passion, and he's had a passion for such a long time, and that's the field that he works in as well. How wonderful. We're going to play the Carpenters and calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
All Hit Radio. All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour, and right now on our all request line I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.